Hello, my amigos. Welcome one, welcome all. It's time for another exciting edition of The Show with No Name, an interactive, exciting, energetic variety show on Vaughn Radio. And folks, we're going to go to a lot of exciting places today on our English adventure. So everybody buckle up, abrochad esos cinturones, because it's time for liftoff.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6,
countdown
5,
with me.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition.
Fingers crossed, folks. Let's get this thing off the ground.
Get ready. Hold on to your hat. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelts. Hold on to your hat. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no name. It's show with no name time. I'm on radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. Welcome to another exciting edition of The Show with No Name on Vaughn Radio. And it's a pleasure to have you here with us yet another day, learning, laughing, and having fun along the way. Welcome one, welcome all. Show with No Namers, as I call you. It's an absolute pleasure to spend this two-hour period with you guys. And you know what? Let's start off with a little encouragement. Un poco de aliento. And hey, well-deserved. Bien merecido. You guys have been working your butts off. But on top of that, empeñando a tope, right? You've been working your asses off. You've been working your butts off. But you found the little secret there. And the secret is, if you're having fun, well, then it doesn't seem like it's so much work, does it? But really, what you're doing day in and day out is just taking your English and obviously your comprehension. If you listen to Vaughn Radio every day, you're going to improve your listening skills. I'm telling you, tenfold por diez. Fold es doblar, pero en este caso, tenfold por diez vas a mejorar eso. So, And not just American English. Of course, this show, I speak American English. Why? Well, that's what my mama taught me. You know, es lo que me enseñó mi madre. You know, that's what I speak. Now, don't, one second. That doesn't mean that I don't know how to imitate a posh British accent. In fact, I have many British friends who are a bit posh. But I don't only hang out with posh British people. Right. I also hang out with like some Eastern London mate who is more like, you know, it's like if you feel like you're talking to Keith Richards or something. You know, you feel like you're talking to a rock star. It's a very different, and it's the same city, really. You know, we're talking about London, but, you know, some people in London speak like this, and others, you know, it's like others. My good friend Craig is from London. He's a Tottenham supporter, and he says, my favorite video game is Grand Theft Auto 3. Yes, te lo juro. I swear to God, he says Grand Theft Auto 3. Grand Theft Auto 3. Que es robo de coche, Grand Theft Auto, pero es un videojuego. But he says 3 as it was free. Grand Theft Auto free. I go, oh, it's free. I didn't know that. I thought it was like $75. for that video game. All right, well, amigos, we've got an awesome show for you. I imagine that my buddy Fitz warmed you guys up in the no excuses section of the show, and that's awesome. Well, not the section of the show, the no excuses program. It's not really a section. It's a section on Vaughn Radio, but on his program, I'm sure he was going over some of the most common structures, some of the most common mistakes. I mean, if there's anybody at Vaughn who is a complete, total, utter, total is utter, utter master, that is Fitz. And you guys have the luxury, el lujo, pronuncialo conmigo, the luxury of having Fitz as a teacher. So hopefully you're warmed up and you're ready for today's pop quiz. 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 Yeah. Pop. Let's go. Pop quiz only on the show with no name. Pop, porque es una sorpresa. No, I know you know the section's coming, but you don't know what I'm going to put you to the test on today or where it's coming from. It might be coming from Fitz, might be coming from Tosh Pasqua. Who knows? It might even be coming from yours truly, un servidor. But there's one thing I know. If you love challenges, which, let's be honest, that's why you're here every day, because you're challenged here on the show. Not just we're having fun, we're making friends, but you're challenged. That's awesome. Well, if you want a live challenge, it's coming up. It couldn't be any closer. Now it's really here. It's Vaughn Radio Trivia Night.
In a world where everybody knows the answers. Everybody knows the answers. Only three people have the questions. Questions. Only three people.
You all right there, Rob?
I'm all right. Hey, guys, it's Vaughn Trivia Night. Bah, 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 bah. Woo-hoo! 30th of November, it's the lunchtime cruise turn at the Trivia Night. And that's me, the Natch, Andy.
Yes, indeed. You're going to see all three of us at Real Madrid in Calle Amaniel number 23. Calle Amaniel number 23, 8:30, November 30th. See you there.
That's right, folks. That's right. It is our Vaughn Radio Trivia Night, and it's officially just a few days away. Mark your calendars, November 30th, 2022, por si estás escuchando una repetición. So it's November 30th, 2022. It's 8:30 p.m. It's at Real Madrid, which is Calle Amaniel 23. It's free. Come on by. Have some fun. It's going to be hosted by Rob, Andy, and Nacho. So we've got a triple threat over here. All right. Well, we've got, this is going to be a tough one today. Let me see how we're going to do this here. Well, okay. Let's do each one. Let's do one at a time over here. In fact, we're going to do things a little bit out of order. Right now, I'm going to send some shout outs to our amigos in our chat room, in our virtual classroom over here. And then we're going to do a sports quiz. That's right. Un examen sobre el deporte. And why not? We're smack dab in the middle of the World Cup. Spain is about to debut. Excited about that. Even though I'm not a big fan of, you know, the commercial side of it and, you know, the building a lot of big stadiums and people die, you know, human rights, that happens all the time, obviously. But I don't want to get into that part. Let's just talk about the sports part right now. although that's a real thing, and I'm glad that this is bringing attention to, well, some of the injustices. And I know we can point our finger at Qatar. Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of injustice there. But I've seen injustice here in Spain. I've seen it in the United States. So maybe it's a mirror, you know? What can we improve? All right, but let's go back to the sports thing, because this is a sports quiz. But first, let's check in with our show with no-namers. There's Chris Valrol. She says, morning, folks. Get ready for one of the best moments of the day. Awesome. Thank you, Chris. I second the motion, and that's because you're here. Let's see. David Lion Rao. And he says, good morning, GOAT. The greatest of all time. Stop it, dude. You're going to make me blush. Sonrojar. There's Vero. Vero says, morning, beautiful people. Morning to you, sweetheart. All right. Jay Plante says, hi, AA and classmates. Hello, Jay. Great to have you on board. Monse, wonderful student there. She says, morning, guys. Midweek is here. Yep. We're going to TCB, amigos. Oh, what does TCB stand for? We're going to take care of business. Oh, yeah, like we always do. Of course, and there's Born to Iron Man. Talking about people who TCB, who take care of business. There's Oscar. Oscar says, morning, guys. Thank you, AA, for cheering us up. Even though it's a cloudy, windy day, we have some motivation to keep going. Thanks. Thank you, Oscar. Those comments are my motivation. Okay, I get a salary, but, you know, that's kind of stayed the same. The comments are what keeps me going on the day-to-day. And we all know the price of things is not the same. Let's not get into that. Not right now. Laura says, good morning. Wonderful show with no-namers. Let's brighten up our day spending these two great hours together. Laura, I'm on board. Juan, good morning, folks. Hi, Sensei Double A. Were you trying to rap there? Because it sounded good, man. Hey, Sensei Double A. Vero says, oh, our dear Andy, Rob, and Nachete. Se te echa de menos, tío. Well, guys, remember, Nacho's still on Vaughn Radio. He's on Vaughn Radio more than me. I'm on this show. That's it. But Nacho participates on Ximena's show, on Rob and Andy's show. He's a celebrity. I'm telling you. I've seen the reaction. I've seen people come into Vaughn Radio and be like, I'm like, hey, casually, you know me. I'm like half asleep. I'm like, hey, this is my buddy Nacho. They're like, oh, my fucking God. It's Nacho. They literally take off their panties and throw them at him. It's broma. No se quitan las bragas. I don't know. I've never seen it. Maybe. He's a sexy guy. Yeah. He's a sensitive. Sexity. I'm making up words. He's a sensitive, sensible, sexy guy. Yeah, and I mean that platonically. Sensible. Sensato. Sensitive. Es sensible. And sexy, I think that you know what that is. So it's going to be a blast. I'm hoping you guys can all make it out to our trivia night. I'd love to see each and every one of you. Nihat, he says, good morning, Mr. Awesome and friends. That's a cool nickname, huh? Imagine that. What was your nickname in college? Oh, me? Mr. Awesome. Thank you, guys. You see this smile? You put that on my face. There's ESD, Mr. Positivity. And he says, good morning, classmates and teacher. Let's make it a great day. It's hump day. Hump day. El del medio. Oh, yeah. All right, guys. Thank you. Thank you for all the shout outs. Let's get going with today's pop quiz. You got a couple questions here. Number one, remember, answer using a full sentence, even if it's just, it's lo que sea. Punto. En fútbol americano, we just call it football because we call the other one soccer. ¿Cómo se dice pasador? Is it quarterback, defense, or slot back? That's question number one. All right, you can answer them individually, and I'll just go through them, okay? So number one is, in football americano, ¿cómo se dice pasador? Quarterback, defense, or defense, or slot back? Number two, there are nine questions, total of nine questions here. Sports-related questions. Okay, and by the way, if you want to take a look at this, you can go over to Vaughn. They posted this recently. There's a link. The next one, ¿cómo se dice? Oh, I'm learning something in Spanish here. ¿Cómo se dice salida nula en inglés? Is it A, false beginning? B, false start? Or three, false initiation? Again, that's question two. It's ¿cómo se dice salida nula en inglés? And it's either A, remember, I want full sentences, so solo tienes que decir, it's false beginning, punto, and that's fine. I'll accept it. So, salida nula is false beginning, false start, or false initiation. Okay. Number three, this is a tough one. En inglés británico, se llama shuttlecock. It's an interesting word. Shuttle, transportador, cock. Well, it looks like a little bit of a shuttle, right? Se llama shuttlecock. I didn't even know that. A la pluma del badminton. You guys know the game badminton, similar to tennis, but with that thing, which I'm not going to say the name of. But what do we call that? The ball in badminton. It's not really a ball. It's a shuttlecock in British English. But in American English, it's called A, a piggy, B, a birdie, or C, a horsey. This is in badminton. The thing you play with that replaces the ball is A, a piggy, a birdie, or a horsey. Number four, in baseball, ¿cómo se dice bateador ambidiestro? All right, we have the word ambidextrous, means you can use both hands. So this is number four. Is it called both hand hitter? Is it called a left and right hitter? Or a switch hitter? Again, in baseball, el bateador ambidiestro is called the both hand hitter, the left and right hitter, or the switch hitter. Number five, we're at the halfway point. Estamos en el Ecuador. We're going to check your answers now. Let me get through them all and then we'll check them. Number five, ¿en qué se divide un partido de baloncesto? I've said this one on the show with no name. Is it four quarters, five thirds, or one half? You got, everybody better get this one. This is not even an English thing. So a basketball game is four quarters, five thirds, or one half. Number six, for our boxing fans. All right? What am I getting at? Boxers, when they train, cuando entrenan, sometimes they punch people, but other times they punch this thing that hangs down. It's like this thing that's on a chain in una cadena. Now, Rocky Balboa, he was punching cattle. No, vacun. What's the word you say? Cattle. We looked at it yesterday. Well, cows, right? Beef. But usually there's one with stuffing that's heavy. Is that called A, a box bag? B, a boxing sack, or C, a punching bag. All right, again, that thing that boxers use to train, you know, the one that hangs down, that nobody can resist. Tell me, you, if you see one, can you resist? Everybody, even if you don't like, you know, you walk up and you're like, bah, 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 and then you're like, ow, my knuckles, mis nudillos. So is that thing called a box bag, a boxing sack, or a punching bag? Number seven, we're going to see who knows their sports here. We're going to see who's a good sport. Alguien que es deportivo. A good sport. Number seven, in gymnastics, what is the caballo con arcos called? Okay, this is if you know your gymnastics. El caballo con arcos. Is it an arch horse? Is it a pommel horse? Or is it a ring horse? We're looking at all different sports here, guys. Gymnastics in this one. So caballo con arcos. Hey, at least we know it's called a horse. Now, is it an arch horse, a pommel horse, or a ring horse? Okay, the next one. This is eight. This is the second to last. Okay, penúltimo. ¿Cómo se dice popa y proa in English? These are words that have to do with sailing. Remember, there's an FYI episode on sailing. And I teach you how to say de viento en popa, which we'll look at that. Okay, so, ¿cómo se dice popa y proa in English? As I said, this is interesting because it's not just your typical, okay, soccer, football. Okay, we're going to go a little bit deeper here into some sailing, into some gymnastics. And remember, there are a lot of expressions that come from sailing. Think about it, navegando. It's how we've always discovered our world. Okay, and the next one, and the last one. This is for those of you who are into swimming, la natación. I remember when I heard natación when I was a kid. I was like, natación, turning something into cream? Como nata is cream? Natación. I was like, what? Wait, 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 whoa, whoa, whoa. And then I realized it's swimming. Somebody said, I remember I heard the word and I didn't think it had anything to do with swimming, right? So how would you translate this sentence? Ella siempre nada en la calle cinco. Okay, and I'm not talking about la calle, en la calle, obviously. In a pool, there are different... So, the question is, how would you say, ella siempre nada en la calle cinco? And I'm going to give you guys a bonus one. It's not on here. Just to make it a nice round 10. And it's, ¿cómo quedaron? Okay, so you missed the end of the game. This is number 10. It's a bonus just to make it a round number. You missed the game and you catch up with your friends afterwards and you want to ask them, ¿cómo quedaron? ¿No? How would you ask that very common question? I've heard it asked many, many times here. You'll probably hear that question asked a lot in the next couple weeks with the World Cup. So, go Spain. Vamos, España. You guys think we have a chance? We got to be positive. I'll tell you what, being negative is not going to get us anywhere. So, all we've got is positivity. Now, guys, I am impressed over here. I see so many people participating, and I see so many correct answers. I am impressed. So before we even go over anything, a nice round of applause for all of you. Excellent job. Excellent job. Unbelievable participation. The only thing is we're going to take a quick commercial break right now. Yeah, just a minute or two. And then we'll be back. We'll check those answers. We've got our spelling bee. We've got homophones. We've got double trouble. We've got name that movie, name that lyric, and so much more. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Este Black Friday hazte un regalo y anticípate a la Navidad. Elige entre todos los programas incluidos en la promoción y llévate hasta un 50% de descuento, solo hasta el 28 de noviembre. Este es el mejor momento para dar el cambio que tu inglés necesita. Para más información, llama al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com.
Poder comunicarte con total soltura, sin miedos, con confianza. La barrera psicológica la romperás definitivamente en tan solo 6 días.
Manda a Vaughan Town a un amigo empleado que esté desesperado con el inglés y obsérvale 6 días después. El cambio que verás te sorprenderá. La inversión en tiempo y dinero tendrá un retorno impresionante.
Allí, entre angloparlantes de los más variopintos, avanzarás 1000 kilómetros en confianza, convicción y aplomo. Dominarás sus entornos de comunicación a pesar de un dominio aparentemente imperfecto del inglés. Ni 6 meses en extranjero da lo que 6 días dan en Vaughan Town.
El MIP, o Máster en Inglés Profesional, está diseñado para los alumnos más exigentes, para aquellos cuyo futuro profesional requiere un alto nivel de inglés hablado y escrito, para aquellos que están dispuestos a ponerse en serio con el inglés con dedicación exclusiva. Se trata de un programa intensivo de 5 meses de duración que, al finalizar, el alumno habrá estado en contacto con el inglés durante más de 1000 horas, repartidas entre clases presenciales, horas de estudio y horas de inmersión en Vaughan Town. Y recuerda que tienes una prueba de nivel gratuita para determinar tu nivel de inglés oral y escrito. Llámanos ahora al 911-335833. 911-335833.
Me apunté al curso trimestral porque quería mejorar el inglés. Lo que pasa es que no estaba muy convencido porque no tenía muy claro si iba a ser una clase pues aburrida y monótona que hemos tenido siempre pues en el instituto, que al final no te motiva nada. Pero el primer día que nos metimos ahí y el profesor nos empezó a meter caña, pues vi que eso pues no iba a ser para nada monótono.
Cursos trimestrales de Vaughan. 911-133-5833 o grupobaughan.com.
Una semana en un lugar apartado.
Nativos angloparlantes de todas partes del mundo, uno por cada estudiante.
Terminantemente prohibido hablar en español.
Actividades organizadas y conversaciones en inglés a todas horas, no exageramos.
Aquí o hablas inglés o hablas inglés.
Y da igual las veces que te lo contemos.
Hasta que no lo vivas no sabrás que Vaughan Town te va a quitar el miedo al inglés para siempre.
Lo que pasa en Vaughan Town no se puede contar.
Tienes que vivirlo.
Ven a Vaughan Town.
Más información, grupobaughan.com.
Aquí llega Lorena Martínez con la última pregunta del examen. Vaya, parece que le ha caído el pass perfect. Lorena lleva toda la temporada entrenando el pass perfect, pero nunca ha sido su punto fuerte. ¡Wow! Eso es Lorena. Vamos, vamos. Fill the gap, Lorena. ¡Wow! Increíble. Has acertado todas, todas. ¡Qué barbaridad! Lorena Martínez, señoras y señores, qué crack. El examen es de 10.
Consigue que tus hijos sean unos auténticos cracks del inglés con los cursos del Club Junior. No solo mejorarán sus notas, sino que hablarán inglés de verdad y serán capaces de comunicarse. Y por si eso fuera poco, lo pasan genial en clase. Club Junior son las clases para niños de 4 a 17 años en grupos muy reducidos y 100% método Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 911-335-832, 911-335-832. 91-822-5832 o en grupobaugan.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back, amigos. It's time for the second quarter. Just gave you one of the answers. Esa era fácil cuarto. I mean, unless you didn't know that a basketball game is divided into four parts. But they're called four quarters. That's right, amigos, that's right. It's not like soccer where there's just one halftime. You call it el descanso, we call it halftime. All right, welcome back, folks, welcome back. There's always an excuse to learn English, whether we're watching the World Cup or whether we are just chatting about the weather. There's always something to be learned. But folks, before we check our answers in our pop quiz, I think we're going to do a section where we listen to a famous person speaking, and you guys have to ascertain what is being said, and you have to do it in your own words initially. And by the end of it, after the fourth listen, and some of you even after the third listen, you've got to write it down word for word. You know the deal. You know the drill. ¿Sabéis cómo va la cosa? It's time for Say What? Say what? What? That's right, folks. It's the Say What soundbite, only on the show with no name. And I've got to warn you, today's it's going to be a little bit tricky. But that's cool, guys. The harder it is, trust me. You might hate me, and you know, at that moment, and say, "What a mother, right? Why is this guy making it so difficult?" But then, when you're out there in New Jersey or North Carolina. New Jersey or North Carolina with very different accents, or who knows, in the south of London, or maybe you're in the north of England, mate. So, you know, you're going to thank me when you've been exposed to all the different accents. And again, that's another thing I always brag about here on Vaughn Radio. We really do have every accent under the sun, from Australian with Tosh Pasqua to Canadian to Irish to Scottish with Tommy Hay. So make sure you tune into all our programs. The easiest way is by downloading our free app. And if you download the free app, you'll have access to all our programs. You can also tune in wherever you listen to podcasts. And speaking of, this Friday, very special day, because we're releasing the last For Your Inglés. That's my weekly podcast, For Your Inglés, a topic-based podcast. Follow it wherever you follow your Vaughn podcasts, because it's a very special episode for several reasons. Three reasons I can think of off the top of my head. A, my friend Rob Grams joins me. B, we talk about one of my favorite things in the world, art. And C, it's the last one of 2022. So make sure you don't miss it. All you have to do is wherever you go to get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple, iVox, just hit follow. Well, search for Your Inglés, search for your favorite Vaughn Radio shows, and just hit follow, and voila, voila. All right, let's take a look at our quiz. Well, no. Before we got to do the quiz, we've got to do the Say What soundbite. See, this is what happens when I go out of order. I get discombobulated. And I did that just so I could use one of my favorite words. I love that that word. Vamos a ver cómo lo traducen aquí. Discombobulated. desconcertado, perturbado, confundido, discombobulated. Say that today in your English class. We'll see what your teacher has to say about that. They're like, how did you know that word? I'm sorry, I was just discombobulated there for a second. Your teacher's going to say, what? I'm going to make a list of those kind of words, you know, words that just sound funny, you know. Another one I love, it's the funny how my dad says it. The word rinky dink. If something is rinky dink, it's not serious. It's not sturdy. It's not strong. De mala muerte. Amateur. Oh, that's just a rinky dink English academy. My dad says ringy dingy. But it's another one of those words that's just fun to say. Discombobulated. What? Yeah, discombobulated. Rinky dink. Ah, that's just a rinky dink bar. Un bar de mala muerte. I'm going to do that. I'm going to make a list of my favorite words in English. And my favorite just because I love the way they sound, you know? Another one, gung-ho. Sounds like you're speaking, an Asian language. He was very gung-ho, fanático, entusiasta, right? He's always working. He's gung-ho. I know. That's why I said they're my favorite words. They're not your average words. No son tus palabras típicas, las de toda la vida. I've also, guys, in the chat room, I just shared a link to the Vaughn quiz, the one that we're going to take a look at in just a moment. If you'd like to follow along visually, you've got the link over there. Thank you, modern technology. All right, now, before I forget what section we're on, let's listen to our Say What soundbite for the first time. Folks, grab your pens and write down what you hear.
I think Angelina loves my sloppy seconds because she goes to Vinny and then she's trying to go to, what's his name? Like, what are you doing? If you want to make out with me, just ask. I will say yes.
All right. There you go, folks. There you go. There's your Say What soundbite for the first time. Hopefully somebody will be able to figure out what's being said. I think it's not the easiest one we've ever done, but I think it's easy enough. All right. Let me give it to you a second time, and then we're going to take a look at the quiz. Then we're going to take a look at your answers for this, and we've got a lot of stuff to do, guys, so let's get moving. Here's your Say What soundbite for the second time. Pay close attention to what you're listening to and write down as much as you possibly can.
I think Angelina loves my sloppy seconds because she goes to Vinny, and then she's trying to go to, what's his name? Like, what are you doing? If you want to make out with me, just ask. I will say yes.
All right, there you go, folks. That's your Say What soundbite. All right, let's go on over to our quiz. The first question was, en el fútbol americano, or as we just call it, fútbol, because the other one's soccer. Now, we are aware, conscientes somos de que decís fútbol en Europa. In Australia, they say soccer, but I think in most of the UK, they say football. And in Spain, I know some people who say fútbol. My wife's like, ¿por qué lo dices así? I'm like, ¿por qué lo dicen ellos así? Yo soy un loro. I'm just a parrot. Pero periodistas, venimos a disfrutar el fútbol. I'm like, ¿fútbol? I understand comiéndote la té, fútbol, fútbol. Okay, bien, lo dices mil veces. Pero fútbol, cambias letras. It's like YouTube. Who put the F in there? Where's the F coming from? Who told you there's an F there? I've never seen it. All right, so let's see. The first person to figure it out is Oscar. We also got Laura as well. It's quarterback. Born to Iron Man, careful with your spelling. And remember, give us a full sentence. Just missing it's. You put quarterback, okay? Just careful with your spelling. A quarterback. You know what's easier? QB. He's a QB. That's right, the quarterback. And that's about as much as I know about football. I got to admit, that is the sport I know the least about, the major sport that I know the least about. Okay, let's see. Question number two, salida nula. Again, I didn't know this in Spanish, so I'm learning this myself. I'm learning from this quiz. Chris Valrol, she's got it. It's false start. Muy bien. False start. Number two. salida nula. An expression that comes to mind from running and races is to jump the gun. Saltar antes de la pistola. Adelantarse. Come on, man. Don't jump the gun. We're going to get there in a minute. Lots of great expressions that come from sports. Remember, we have a lot of books that have to do with sports at our Vaughn Tienda. Speaking football, speaking basketball. And we've also got one by Mary Stab. Really good book. It covers all the sports with interviews. I worked with her on the snowboarding episode. All right. The next one, number three. La pluma. I didn't know. It makes sense. Pluma looks like a feather. The shuttlecock. What is that called? Cris Valrol again. On fire. Also, Laura. It's a birdie. Un pajarito. Makes sense. Piénsalo. Piénsalos. You know, with its wings open, it's flying really fast. It's like a little birdie. A little sparrow. Un gorrión. You know, my dad calls me gorrión. And I never put two and two together. Nunca até los cabos. Y dije, oh, calla. He's calling me Sparrow? Like Jack Sparrow? So yes, it's called a birdie. That's a logical one. Okay, number four. In baseball, so many idiomatic expressions that come from baseball. By the way, there's an FYI episode on baseball where I tell you some of the traditions. I try and break down the game and explain it to you guys. But also, I teach you the idiomatic expressions, the plethora of idiomatic expressions that come from the All-American game. There's Cris again. Cris, you are sporty. She says, it's switch hitter. That's right. Bateador ambidiestro is a switch hitter. Switch, que puede cambiar. Also in snowboarding. I just mentioned snowboarding, right? You can ride goofy, you can ride regular, but smart people can ride switch. Si no te cansas tanto en un lado. Oh, ESD, you really, ESD's cracking jokes. It means he really knows the language well and the nuances. He says, it's called a switch hitter. I had a roommate in university who was a switch hitter. I think from the context there, ambidextro, bateador ambidextro. That means you're open-minded sexually. Switch hitter. Thanks for the chuckle there, ESD. Oh, man. All right, number five, born to Iron Man. It's four quarters. That's right. Four quarters, amigos. También four quarters is a dollar. Hay un chiste ahí. Four quarters is a basketball game, and four quarters is a dollar. Number six, Laura, that thing that boxers punch. It's called a punching bag. Very logical word. Punching bag. We also use this, alguien como que te abusa, te usa como su... Man, I'm not your punching... No, I don't mean physically, I mean... Come on, man. I'm not your punching bag. Cada vez que estás enfadado, lo tomas conmigo. So we use it in a figurative sense as well. Born to Iron Man says, are there any questions about swimming, cycling, or running? Don't jump the gun. Ahí te lo uso. He says, a triathlon is my cup of tea. Well, I think Mary's book will cover it all. Oscar says, cattle is ganado. That's the word. You know it. All right. Born to Iron Man says popa is stern and proa is bow. It's interesting because it's written like the word bow, un lazo, like rainbow, but it's pronounced bow. And if we say todo va de viento en popa, it's smooth sailing, navegación fluida, right? Great one. So it's the bow and the stern. All right. Number nine, right? No. Number seven. Oh, I think we skipped number seven there. Nobody answered number seven. It's called a ring horse. The caballo con arcos. Number eight was the sailing one we just looked at. Number 8 was the sailing one we just looked at. And number 9, siempre nada en la calle 5. She's always swimming in the 5th lane. Okay, it's good. A lot of you are putting on lane 5. I would say Laura, the best translation is Laura, she always swims, como tradicionalmente es un hábito para ella. She always swims in lane 5, which is interesting because lanes are the ones we use on the street as well. So stay in your lane. No salgas de tu carril. Pero también es una expresión como no te metas en este tema, que no es asunto tuyo. Stay in your lane. Interesting idiomatic expressions. I hope you guys enjoyed our little pop quiz. But right now we've got another quiz up ahead, and that is today's Spelling Bee.
Spelling Bee. Spelling Bee. Spelling Bee. Spelling Bee. Spelling Bee.
All right, all right. Today's spelling bee. Oh, and how could I forget? Number 10. Number 10. ¿Cómo quedaron? What was the score? Excellent job to all of you who participated. As I said, I shared the link with you. Ya compartí el link, so you've got access to it. But I think the best thing you can do is follow Vaughn Radio, and this way you won't miss a beat. ¿Cómo va la expresión? No te perderás ni un compás. All right, let me check out. Also, we had some Say What soundbite comments before we get into our spelling bee. Let's see what you guys heard in today's Say What soundbite. Monse is the first one to participate. And Monse says, I think it's a young American Italian. This is interesting, Monse, because you're right. The only thing is we would say Italian American. So, because if they were born in the United States with Italian, so I am an Italian American, right? Like an African American. So I guess American comes second. No sé si es así uniformemente, but I get what you're saying, and you're absolutely right. I think it's a young Italian American girl talking about her friend Angelina and how, in her opinion, if she likes Vinny, oh, that's a very Italian name, Vincenzo, Vinny. Hey, Vinny, what are you doing? You know, it sounds like I knew a lot of Vinnies growing up in the New York, New Jersey area. If she likes Vinny, she just have to go for it. Cuidado, Monse. Have to or has to? Porque es tercera persona, right? So she just has to go for it. Ir a por ello, ¿no? You can say go for him, o como lo has dicho perfectamente, to go for it. Ir a por lo que quieras. And ask him to make out, which is, bueno, make out tiene muchísimos usos, pero en este caso es enrollarse, to kiss, to hook up. And he'll say yes. Y él dirá que sí. All right. Excellent job, Monse. Nice observations. Juan Ramirez says, I think it's a young American girl talking about a girl named Angelina that she loves her sloopy seconds. You heard the right thing, but you spelt it incorrectly, I think. It's not sloopy, it would be sloppy. Dos P's. So good ear there. Lo único es que lo hemos deletreado mal. So she loves her sloppy seconds. And for me, she doesn't want to go out with Angelina. She doesn't want, no me cuadra ahí. She doesn't want to, ¿no? Porque si no, me estás poniendo doble S. So there you go. And remember, people's names are capitalized. Right? Así distinguimos entre cuando es nombre de una persona y no. So, sloppy seconds. What are sloppy seconds? Esto es, te lías con alguien después de que tu amigo. Segundos sucios. I don't know. I don't know how you would translate that literally in Spanish. But it's like, oh, you like my ex-girlfriend? You got sloppy seconds. It's not really a nice term, but I didn't make it up. Don't shoot me. All right, let's see. Nihad says, a sweet girl from America talking about Angelina. And she indicates that she loves her sloppy seconds because she goes to Vinny. And she's trying to go too, imitating name and everything. Okay, the last sentence there, I'm a little bit confused on, but good. I like it. I like it. Cristina, segundo plato, maybe? Yeah, segundo plato would be like somebody, if you have a couple girlfriends or something and you have one that's a favorite. I'm not sure, but sloppy seconds, vamos a ver. Let's see if they translate it. Well, you know what? I'm just going to go right to Google. Sloppy seconds, define. Sloppy seconds, define. Sloppy seconds is a slang phrase for when a man has sexual intercourse with a female or male partner who has already received another man's penis. All right. Okay. You wanted to know? That's what it is. Okay. But remember, don't shoot the messenger. Sloppy seconds. All right, guys. This is today's spelling bee. Now I'm going to spell six words right now. They are six bands, seis grupos de música. These six bands all have something in common. And I want to know, A, what the six bands are, who the six bands are, and I want to know what they have in common, if you can figure that out as well. Are you guys ready? This is our lightning round, round one. The first band is CRICKETS. The second band is DOORS. The third band is LYNYRD. Ooh, that was difficult. Space SKYNYRD. The fourth band is AC-DC. That's an easy one. The fifth one, JOY space DIVISION. And the sixth one is WAILERS. Woo! Don't worry, I'm going to go through them again a second time. It won't be sloppy seconds. I'm going to go through them again in just a moment at a more normal pace, a pace that I think anybody can handle. But let's see. Let's see if anybody got all six of these bands on the first go. There are six very well-known bands, and they all have something in common. All right, so let's see if you guys, A, can figure out what bands, not brands, bueno, también son marcas, what bands they are and what they have in common. Folks, no surprise here. We've got a winner. Please give it up for the triathlon master. You know him as Born to Spelling Bee. That's right. That's right, amigos. Excellent job. All right. Well, let's see. Let's see if you can figure out what they have in common. This is going to be harder today. Sometimes this part is a bit cryptic. Today, we'll see if you guys can figure it out. All right. Here we go with round two. This is a round for us normal people. Us normal people, me incluyo, because I couldn't get it on that first round. You want me to be honest? Here we go. The first band in today's spelling bee is, write this down, CRICKETS. The second one is DOORS. The third one is LYN. YRD space SKYNYRD. The fourth one is AC/DC. If you don't get that one, you're not paying attention. The fifth one is JOYDIVISION. And the last one, WAILERS. All right, those are your six bands. And I'll tell you what happened in history today, and maybe you can link the two things. Today, in the year 1991, the lead singer of Queen, Freddie Mercury, announced that he was HIV positive. You say VIH, possibly, I think? HIV positive. He died the following day. Okay, el día siguiente. He died the following day. So what do all these groups have in common? These are all groups that have not only lost a member, but they have lost their lead singer. Yeah, think about that. Queen, Freddie Mercury. The first one is the Crickets, which we always hear during my jokes. Los Grillos. Yeah, well, Buddy Holly and the Crickets. Remember, Buddy Holly died the day the music died. And we were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And good old boys drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die. Folks, we're going to a quick commercial break. We'll be back in a flash with tons more Show With No Name. So stick around.
Este Black Friday, hazte un regalo y anticípate a la Navidad. Elige entre todos los programas incluidos en la promoción y llévate hasta un 50% de descuento, solo hasta el 28 de noviembre. Este es el mejor momento para dar el cambio que tu inglés necesita. Para más información, llama al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com.
Many English methods guarantee that you can learn English with 20 minutes a day. Don't believe them. The only guarantee in these cases is that your money will be in their pocket.
¿Estás pensando en apuntar a tus hijos a clases de inglés? Seguro que cuando se lo dices piensan,
¡madre mía, clases, qué rollo!
Que no, que en el Club Junior de Vaughan vas a aprender inglés sin darte cuenta.
¿Y por qué?
Porque el método Vaughan es siempre un reto dinámico y divertido. Venga, llámanos sin compromiso al 91-133-5832. A ver, ¿lo puedes decir en inglés? 9, 9, muy bien. 1, 1, muy bien. 1, 3, 3, dilo. 1, 3, 3, very good. Y ahora 5, 8, 5, 8, very good. Y ahora 32, 32, that's right.
Aprender a comunicarse en inglés para lograr afrontar situaciones en inglés tanto en el terreno personal como en el profesional, adquirir un dominio privilegiado del idioma que le permita completar su desarrollo profesional, hay un producto que le garantice todo esto.
Al entrar en el mercado laboral, lo único que cuenta es ser más atractivo que otros candidatos, gozar de mayor estimación. Y el aspecto que más impacta a una empresa cuando mira un candidato joven es su nivel de inglés. Si es muy alto, es contratado. Si no lo es, pues no. Aunque sea el número uno en su promoción, nuestro MIP, nuestro Máster en Inglés Profesional, resuelve este tema para el candidato.
Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Infórmese en el 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
En 3 meses puedes hacer muchas cosas. Puedes ahorrar para irte de viaje a Japón.
55, 56, 57.
Alberto, ¿me dejas 23 céntimos para una caña?
O también puedes hacer un curso trimestral en Vaughan. En solo 3 meses verás cómo tu inglés da un importante salto de calidad. Si necesitas mejorar tu inglés sin perder el tiempo, con un método que realmente funciona, hazte con uno de nuestros cursos trimestrales. La matrícula ya está abierta. Infórmate sin compromiso en el 9 1-133-5833 o en grupobaugan.com.
Este sábado, pásate por tu kiosco y pide tu ejemplar de Aprende Inglés con Disney English Vaughan, con El Mundo y Marca. Por 6,95 euros, tus hijos y tú aprenderéis inglés con vuestros personajes Disney favoritos y los mejores profesores Vaughan. Esta semana, La Sirenita. Así que ya sabes, este sábado en tu kiosco, por 6,95 euros, con El Mundo y Marca. Aprende Inglés con Disney English Vaughan.